Baby, this is Crystal.
Hey, Crystal. This is Sensei Doug. I run the martial arts store right by you.
Hi.
Hey, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How you doing?
Oh, that's good. Business doing pretty good and all that?
Oh, yeah. Oh. Yeah, really good.
That's good. Yeah.
Thanks for asking.
Oh, sure. No problem. Hey, listen. Do you think maybe you could stop fucking looking at me like that every time I come in? Because, like, every time I come in, you're just looking at me like that. And just stop looking at me. I'm tired of you looking at me. Give me those snake eyes.
What?
Give me those fucking snake eyes and just looking at me. Just stop looking at me.
Are you joking right now?
Not at all. I am sick of it. I'm a sensei. My name is Sensei Doug. I shouldn't have to put up with this. I'm just trying to do my job, go to work. And every time I come in, you're looking at me.
Okay, this is a joke.
No, I am not.
I don't know what you're talking about. I really don't. First time I've seen you was when I first started here 3 months ago. I haven't seen you since. So I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, is it the owner then? Because one of you females in there are just looking at me. Like, I come in, I have to walk around all that shit you put out on the sidewalk, all those strollers and toys and shit. It looks like my ex-wife's backyard or something.
Okay, well, this call is a very harassing call, and I could call the cops on you for calling me, cursing me out like this.
I'll call the cops and tell them you've been looking at me, and I feel threatened every time I come to my own work.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
And your lazy eyes freaking me out. And she's gone. One more time. Nobody hangs up on Sensei Doug.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, sorry about that, baby.
Oh, hey, it's Sensei Doug again. I got hung up on by that girl that's always giving me the snake eye whenever I come to work.
Oh?
Yeah, listen, I talked to the building manager. I talked to the owner of this building, and he says you can't keep all your shit out on the sidewalk. Because I almost trip over it every time I get here. I have to walk around. It's a sidewalk. It's not a fucking display window. It's a sidewalk. This is Sensei Doug from upstairs.
Okay.
And it's a sidewalk. Do you know what a sidewalk is? The purpose of a sidewalk? It's so you can walk on it.
Are you talking about our clearance rack in front of our store?
All the shit in front of the store. You always have strollers out there. It looks like a goddamn garage sale. You have strollers and toys.
Is there a reason you're cursing
shit
at me?
Because every time I come to work, you guys are looking at me. You're just looking at me. Stop looking at me like that.
Who's looking at you?
Give me the fucking snake eye every time I come to work. I shouldn't have to feel threatened just coming to work, you know?
Is this a joke?
No. I'm sick of all this shit. I'm like, all this time I've been having to walk around all that crap in the sidewalk. It's like,
why do you even park in front of our store? What are you having to walk around? I don't understand.
I come in front of the store all the time, and you guys know that because you always look at me. I mean, guess what? The dumpster's in back. If you want to throw all your crap away, throw in the dumpster. Just don't leave it on the sidewalk.
We don't leave anything on the sidewalk. So, we put stuff out for display that's for sale. If you have a problem with it, I guess you could take it up with the property manager.
I have.
Don't call me cursing at me.
He told me. He said, I'll talk to them. I'll get them to stop leaving shit all over the sidewalk.
Okay, that's great. Then he can call and talk to us. Otherwise, I guess you should just open your eyes and watch where you walk.
It look like a bunch of hobos live here.
This is the most ridiculous phone call I've ever received. Nobody's giving you snake eyes. You think we stand in front of the store and wait for you to walk by every day?
No, I can see you from inside.
I don't even know who you are or what you look like. Are you crazy?
I can see you from inside. You're all judging me and, like, just looking at me.
Who's judging you? How do you see us from inside? You think we're sitting there watching you, waiting for you?
I have ninja eyes. I'm Sensei fucking Doug.
Okay, fucking Doug. Have a good day.
Oh, you're going to curse at me now. You're going to curse at me now.
Listen here, you son of a bitch. Son of a bitch. Son of a bitch. Listen here, you son of a bitch. Son of a bitch. Son of a bitch. Just listen here, you son of a bitch. Son of a bitch.
Pervert.
Son of a bitch. Son of a bitch. Just stop monitoring our baby.
What?
You son of a bitch. Listen here, you son of a bitch.
You're
son
not
of
gonna
a bitch.
Enjoy.
Son of a bitch. Listen here, you son of a bitch. Son of a bitch. Son of a bitch. Listen here, you son of a bitch. Son of a bitch. Son of a bitch. Son of a bitch. Just stop monitoring our baby.
No.
You son of a bitch. Son of a bitch. Just stop monitoring our baby.
No.
You son of a bitch. fucking creep.
Could I what?
Where do you live? How about this?
What?
Go fuck yourself.
You're calling me and fucking threaten me and fucking prank me and shit?
Don't believe me. Who? Believe me.
Who's the prank call?
I'm coming down that street.
So well, dude, what are you fucking calling me for then, motherfucker? I ain't lived there in 10 years. What?
You know this is cool.
Dude, what are you fucking calling me for then, motherfucker? I ain't lived there in 10 years. Dude, what are you fucking calling me for then, motherfucker? I ain't lived there in 10 years. Dude, what are you fucking calling me for then, motherfucker? I ain't lived there in 10 years.
Keep it in the water.
Roy?
What is your name?
Roy?
Holy shit.
What is your name?
Roy?
Holy shit. Why? Are you gonna hurt me?
No!
Shut up.
Alright, go away. Here.
Yeah.
Why don't you just hang up the fucking phone, you piece of shit?
Okay.
You son of a bitch.
What?
You son of a bitch.
This is just a prank call. You need to calm the fuck down.
Hey there, everybody. You're listening to the Snowplow Show, episode 848. This episode comes to us from Dark Adderall, Synthed, Flora T, Lord and Lady of Veggies, and CelebrityCash.com. I hope you enjoyed the new intro song. That was from Joe DeVita. Thanks, Joe, for making that song and all the other songs you've made us over the years. There's a music video to that song on YouTube, so be sure to go down into the description of this show and find a link to that so you can watch the music video.
Hello?
Hello, John?
Yes?
It's Roy, your neighbor. I live over on Wycliffe Drive.
Hey.
I was talking to Mrs. Steuben down the road, and she said you've been calling me a fuck bucket. And I don't even know what that is.
What?
Mrs. Steuben.
I don't call anybody that.
Yeah, well, you weren't calling me that directly. You're telling Mrs. Steuben I'm a fuck bucket a bunch. And she doesn't know what it means either. And I can't get on the internet to look it up because my neighbor's Wi-Fi is down.
Let's back up here. Who are you? Where do you live?
Oh, this is Roy Gerbel on Wycliffe Road.
And I don't even know where that is.
Yeah, well, you don't? It's across Taze Road over in that little area. And it's okay.
How would I know?
Sir, it's okay.
How would I know you?
I don't know. It's okay if you don't like me. I have nothing against you, but if
you. Wait a minute, buddy. Hey, wait. Well, hold on.
If you're going to call me a fuck bucket, I'm okay with that. I just didn't know what it meant. It was the main problem.
Okay, wait. You're freaking me out here.
I'm what?
I have no idea who you are, or I don't talk bad about anybody ever.
Yeah, well, it's not talking bad, really. You're just calling me a fuck bucket.
No, I didn't.
But what does that mean? Like,
I don't even know. Like, I have no clue.
Because I
don't know who you are, or I don't know who Mrs. What's her name is.
Mrs. Steuben in the blue house. Like, I would understand if it was like shit bucket. That would.
I don't know you guys.
But like fuck bucket.
I've never met you.
I don't even understand what that could possibly be. A fuck bucket.
Why are you calling me?
I wanted to ask you what a fuck bucket was because you keep calling me a fuck bucket. Can you get on the internet and look?
Well, that's all just hearsay, bud.
What? No.
I don't know where you're getting this from. I don't know who you are. I've never met you. I've never met Mrs. Blue Hair. I don't know what this is about and how you got my number or anything, and I really don't care about that. The thing I care about is you're calling me being a weirdo.
I'm not being a weirdo.
Asking me why I called you a fuck bucket? I have no clue what you're talking about.
I tried to look it up on the internet earlier, and I found a shirt.
I
found a t-shirt.
I don't care.
Sir, I found a t-shirt.
Look it up all you want. I never said such a thing.
Well, if you're going to call me names, you should at least know what they mean.
I didn't call you any names. I don't even know who you are.
That'd be like you call me a douche canoe and then not defining douche canoe.
Well, what? I'm calling the police.
What?
Goodbye.
Why would you call the I just Googled fuck bucket, and there's a t-shirt that says, "My fuck bucket is overflowing." And there's a picture of a bucket with a bunch of the word fuck in it that is kind of overflowing. Ooh, here's the same thing in a coffee mug. But I still don't know what a fuck bucket is. We gotta figure this out. Thank you, Next Door Nick, for that phone number. That guy was selling his RC car. Should I call him back and ask about the car? Also, that guy needs to get out of the house every once in a while. He doesn't know where Wycliffe Drive is. It's 2 blocks from him. Just 2 blocks. How has he never ended up over there before? Here's a liquor store in his neighborhood. I just happened to see this on maps. Hey, this is Roy. I live here in the neighborhood.
Okay.
Over on Road.
Okay.
And Mrs. Stuman, do you know her? She comes in there every couple days a week.
Okay.
You don't know her?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, well, she was telling me you keep calling me a fuck bucket, and I don't know why you'd say that about me.
You talking about who?
You keep telling Mrs. Stuman and probably other people that I'm a fuck bucket. But I don't even know
who you're talking about.
Yeah, well, I don't even know what fuck bucket means. Like, why are you calling?
Neither do I.
Well, why are you calling me a fuck bucket then?
Well, have a nice day, buddy.
What? You're not going to answer any questions?
No questions.
Why? Fucking coward. Won't even call me a fuck bucket to my face.
Hello, it's Ray.
Ray, it's Roy, your neighbor.
Hey, how are you?
Not too bad. Hey, I was talking to Mrs. Stuben. You know Mrs. Stuben, I guess?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Okay, she told me that you keep calling me a fuck bucket, and I don't even know what that word means. Ray?
Who is this?
This is Roy. I live over on Sherry Drive.
On Sherry Drive?
Yeah.
In what community?
Well, here at the trailer parks, mobile homes, whatever.
Okay.
So, like, can you...
I don't even know who you are.
Well, why are you calling me a fuck bucket then?
Ain't nobody calling you nothing. I don't even know who you are.
Oh, Mrs. Stuman's not going to lie to me. Come on. I'm not angry that you don't like me. It's fine if you don't like me.
I don't even know who you are.
But can you just tell me what fuck bucket means?
Can you tell me who you are?
Yeah, I already did. My name is Roy. It's very similar to your name, actually.
Right.
Well, easy to remember.
I don't know any Roy. I'm not nowhere near you. I don't know anything about you. And nor would I even talk about somebody I don't know. So, no.
You're near
nobody
me.
Called you a name.
You're near me. We're like 5 houses away, basically.
5 houses away?
Yeah. I'm on Pierre.
On what street?
I'm on Pierre Drive. You'd have to go across the main road, and then you'd see me over there in that little section. I'm in the nice area of the mobile home community.
Sure you are.
Oh, that hurt his feelings. Oh, well.
Hello?
Hi, Candace?
Yes.
Hey, this is Roy, your neighbor. And I was talking to Mrs. Stuben. You know Mrs. Stuben over on Ben Franklin Drive?
I don't, but...
Oh, okay. Well, I was talking to her, and she said that you kept calling me a fucktard. And
I'm sorry, what?
Well, Mrs. Stuben said you keep calling me a fucktard, and I don't know. I don't know what that means.
I'm sorry. I have no idea who you are or who she is.
Oh, well, what? If you don't know me, why would you call me a fucktard? I don't know you.
Why would I?
I don't know. I'm not angry or anything. I just was hoping you could define fucktard for me, because whatever I'm doing, I'd like to try and improve myself.
Where did you... I have no idea what you're talking about. Why are you calling me?
You sound like a robot. I guess your phone's cutting out a little.
Okay.
But
I'm sorry. I don't know what you're talking about.
I can't get on the internet right now to search fucktard. She hung up on me. That was a terrible connection.
Hello?
Hey, Joe.
Yes?
Hey, I know you stole my air conditioner. I'm stealing it back. Just so you know, I'm getting it back, you motherfucker.
Getting an air conditioner?
The one you stole from me, I'm stealing it back. How do you feel about that?
What air conditioner?
Oh, you know what air conditioner. You'll know.
Who is this?
You'll know when you see it missing, because I know you stole it from me.
Who is this?
This is Tim Henson.
And do I know you?
Oh, I would think so. You stole my air conditioner.
I know nothing. I don't know what you're talking about.
Look here, buddy. You're a real motherfucker, and I'm getting my air conditioner back.
Let me ask you, Tim.
I just want you to know.
Where is your air conditioner, or was your?
Oh,
air
I'm not going to tell you because you'll probably come and try and steal it again. I'm just going to get it back, okay? I'm getting it back.
Tim, I don't know who you are.
Oh, bullshit! You don't.
I don't know what your problem is, but
oh, my problem is you stealing my air conditioner. You had no right to do that.
Where did you steal your air conditioner from? Your house?
Well, how many air conditioners have you stolen that you don't even know where you stole mine from?
We don't steal air conditioners. Do you know who I am?
Who?
Who do you think you're talking to? Do
Joe,
you know who I am?
Joe.
And who is Joe?
An air conditioner thief. Local to me.
Where do you live, Tim?
Is that your wife in the background?
No, there's no one in the background.
I heard a lady's voice.
Tim Henson.
Yeah, distorted
where
view.
Where do you live? Where do you live, Tim?
Oh, I'm right around. You know where the Dairy Queen is?
The Dairy Queen. In what town?
Look here, buddy. I'm getting my air conditioner back. I need to go so I can do that. And, like, you have no right, to complain.
Why would you call me?
Well, I'm just letting you know I'm getting it back. What goes around comes around. I'm getting my air conditioner back.
You know, go get your air conditioner, Tim.
Oh, I will.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to do it right now.
Good luck.
And you better stop telling Mrs. Steumann I'm a fucktard. All right, he's gone. That was Joe. He's a real motherfucker, according to Anime Girl. But he didn't really sound like a motherfucker to me. He sounded all right. I don't really think he stole my air conditioner. Oh, in the previous one the Anime Girl sent to me, she wanted me to say to the guy that I was stealing his air conditioning and I want it back. I think I'm misunderstanding what she's saying, but I wanted to do that to the previous guy and he wouldn't answer. So I did it to Joe instead. And Joe didn't really care. Oh, what do you know? We got a call coming in from Anime Girl's area. Hello?
Yes, I had received a missed call from this number.
Oh, yeah, I was trying to make a prank call to you.
Okay. All right, have a good day.
You missed out. It was a good one. It would have been.
Uh-huh. All right, bye.
Bye. All right, was that the... Oh, shoot, it was. That was the one I was supposed to say I was getting my air conditioning back from. His name was Jesus. It's okay, I'll hold on to his number. Maybe try it back in a couple weeks.
Hello.
Hey, Joel.
Yes.
I was in your store earlier, and I left something behind. Did you find that?
No.
Oh, I was in your cooler, and I left my Discman in there.
On the outside?
No, inside your cooler, like in where the milk is and stuff. You know, the really cold cooler, sodas and milk and all that.
Okay, so the one on the inside. All right, so what am I looking for?
Well, I was inside of there, and I left my Discman and my headphones.
Oh, okay, so you're thinking, so you're telling me it's inside one of these coolers?
Well, don't you have, like, the really big cooler that you go into?
No.
Yes, it's inside one of those coolers.
Okay, so...
I was trying to keep my hands cool.
On the inside of the store.
Yeah. You have coolers on the outside? I'm calling from your roof. Hello?
I don't see anything.
Well, shoot. Where else would I have put them? Is it okay that I'm on your roof right now?
You're on my roof?
Yes.
What's wrong with you?
Nothing's wrong with me. I'm just watching over
the... Get off my roof!
No, sir. I have to be up here because I'm meeting somebody.
You're going to... I'll be out momentarily armed.
No, don't be silly. Don't do anything drastic. Uh-oh. What do I do now? Let me try and call him back. I got to let him know that my buddy Tim Henson's going to be here any minute now.
This is Tom. I'm out. Please leave a message.
Tom.
I won't be long. I'll get right back to you.
Wait a minute.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Tom, you big silly. I'm not on your roof. I'm on your neighbor's roof. Just so you don't have to worry about it. So you calm down saying you're going to come over here and shoot me because I don't give you permission to shoot me. And is your name Tom or Joel? Because I think you lied to me. I think your name's Tom. All right, bye, honey. So I'm calling from a real number of mine. So maybe we'll get a call back from Tom or Joel. That was another anime girl number. She said this guy runs a general store and has 3 dogs in his shitty, dirty general store. And he sleeps inside of his store. I heard this story from Facebook. And I think the health department called about it. If you want to do something like a phone number change or hang up the phone or pretend you're an unsatisfied customer, I should have done all of those.
Hello.
Hi, Shauna.
No, you got wrong number.
Oh, no, I don't. You better put her on right now.
I'm wrong with what?
You better put her on right now.
No, you got wrong number.
No,
this is not my name.
Uh-uh. No, I know your voice.
Please don't call me. Don't call me back.
Oh, I'm going to call you all the time.
You motherfucker.
Hey, how dare you? Man, she got me good. That was a anime girl number change. She wanted me to change her number, and I was gonna, but she thwarted me by pretending she's not who she says she is. Hey, here's another number change request from anime girl.
Hello?
Hi, Peggy.
Yeah.
We're going to need to change your phone number. This is Tim Henson from AT&T Wireless. So,
now?
We've got to change your phone number.
I don't think so.
6330.
Hello?
Ma'am, we're changing your phone number.
Okay, change it.
Do you not want the new phone number?
No, I don't.
You're just going to figure it out yourself?
Yeah, this is a bullshit call.
Your face is a bullshit call, ma'am.
Oh, so AT&T talks like that now.
Well,
You said it to me first,
motherfucker. Sorry, anime girl, but Peggy's number is not getting changed. I tried.
Hello?
Hi, Teresa.
Yes, this is she.
It's Tim Henson from AT&T Wireless. We're going to need to change your phone number today. The 7828 number.
Okay, why?
I was in there just monkeying around with your account, and I accidentally changed your number. So it's basically done. I just have to hit this button, but I want to give you your new phone number first. Just so you have it. There's no charge or anything. It's all my fault.
Do I need to go into a dealer?
Oh, no. No, you don't have to do that. I'm just going to change it right here. I'm in the customer service center. So I have your new phone number here. If you want to write that down.
I don't want to change. I can't change my number.
How come?
Because why do I need to change it?
Well, I was in your account. I was just in there monkeying around.
And why were you in my account?
Well, I'm kind of a relatively new employee. I was just practicing. I was just pulling up random numbers and practicing doing things. But then I accidentally hit the button to submit the change. So you have a new
phone. I'll go into an AT&T dealer. And I'll talk with them because I really don't want my number changed.
Okay. Well, it's going to be changed here in just about 1 minute. I just got to hit the button. But I want to give you the new phone number.
Because I've never heard of it.
You've never heard of changing your phone number?
No, I've never heard of somebody in someone's account mucking around and just changing their number.
Well, it was a slow period of the day. And I was just going into people's accounts and looking around. That's all. People don't fall for that as much as they used to. Seems like used to I could tell anybody their number was getting changed and Carrot Top was taking it. And they'd just be like, damn you, Carrot Top. How could you do that to me? Hello, Tanya?
Can I help you?
Well, this is Tim Henson from the Homeowners Association.
Yes.
Your yard is a mess. You need to get that shit out of there, okay? They wanted me to call.
I don't know.
Huh? What? What? You don't know what? I think she was trying to say, I don't know who the fuck you are, but instead she just hung up. I did what Anime Girl said in that one. I said I was the HOA to clean your yard and get your shit out of there.
Hello?
Hey, you let Tanya know we have a no motherfucker policy.
Hey, listen, motherfucker.
What?
Why don't you tell me where you're at and I'll come visit you.
I'll tell you.
You want to dance?
I'm at the Dairy Queen.
You want to dance? Yeah, I'll come kick your fucking ass, motherfucker.
Come and get me. I just told you where I am.
I'm sorry, Tanya.
Go back. Hey,
Renton,
behind us,
buddy. Hey, Tanya, we have a no motherfucker policy.
Well,
they hung up wrong.
Zay,
oh, God.
Zay. Yeah, but I thought it said LAZA.
So what does motherfucker say to you?
I don't know. He said, tell Tanya. Fuck you, man.
Oh, that's Chris Harrelson.
Dude.
Hey, Tanya, what are you doing? I've been listening to you guys.
I don't know what Tim Henson. Tell Tanya what?
Tim
Henson.
I don't know.
I never got the opportunity to say that.
Why don't they hear me? Here, maybe if I hit some buttons.
I don't know.
Honey in Benton.
Hey, Tanya.
I don't know what you're doing. My yard direction, I sit up. I don't live in some kind of dumb bug.
You hear that, Tim Henson? You're a dumb fuck. Tanya says so. Hey, Tanya?
Oh, she's still on the phone.
Hey! Tanya, we have a no-motherfucker policy.
Hey, you're a fucking fat motherfucker! If I ever find you, I'm going to rip you a new goddamn asshole, you son of a bitch!
What are you guys doing? You're at the Zaza? Or is it the Laza?
Yeah, we are, you dumb motherfucker.
You don't even know what Zaza is, you piece of fuck.
Out of your league,
you
dumb fuck.
If you had any fucking balls, you'd fucking tell me your address, bitch.
I told you, I'm at the Dairy Queen right now. Come get
me. You're at Dairy Queen. There's a fucking lot of Dairy Queens. Which one you at?
Oh, you know which one.
No, I don't. Yeah. Tell me which one. Give me the fucking address. I'll be there. I'll tell you what I'm driving and what I'm fucking wearing.
Oh, you know the address. You came over and you stole my air conditioner.
I stole your air conditioner.
Yeah, you better bring it back if you come over.
You're like a wrong fucking number, you idiot.
Yeah, well, no, it's Tanya's number.
Thing in my life.
And Tanya's a real motherfucker.
Yeah, you're a fucking bitch, motherfucker.
I am, motherfucker.
You're right that I'm a bitch.
Real motherfucker you ever know, dickhead.
We're all in agreement.
Yes. Bye, motherfucker.
I love you. Yay, they hung up correctly that time. Good job, Tanya. I'm just going through Anime Girl numbers again, crossing them all off my list. Here's one that's some kind of a cafe, I think. She doesn't really tell me what to do on this one, so. Hello? Carl.
Hello.
Hey.
Yes.
I'm on top of your cafe. I'm on the roof.
What?
I'm on the cafe roof.
You're on the cafe roof.
Yeah, the roof. We pronounce it roof.
Okay.
And I'm just going to be up here for a couple days, okay?
You completely lost me.
I'm on the roof of the cafe. Aren't you in charge of these parts?
In charge as far as what? I don't own the cafe.
Well, the roof air. Oh, you don't? Okay, well, maybe you lied and said you own the cafe. I don't know. But I'm sorry. Just let whoever needs to know, just let them know I'm on the roof for the next 48 hours.
But probably not even that long. I'm going to be up here.
You completely lost me.
On the rough. Sir, you know how there's a cafe, right?
Yes.
All right. Above the cafe, there's a rough. Stupid. So that's where I am.
Okay.
So just let the owner know I'm up here for 48 hours.
For what reason?
You know, I'm doing some things that he doesn't need to worry about. So just 48 hours, I'll be out of here. All right. Thanks, Carl, for helping.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Okay. Well, I told you several times, so I did my due diligence.
You said you're on the roof for 48 hours.
Yeah. And don't
You have no way to access the roof.
I have no way to what?
I said you have no way to access said roof of cafe.
You ever heard of a fucking ladder, Carl?
If you got a fucking ladder that reaches three stories tall, let me know, because I could use it to change some light bulbs.
Okay, well, I did. Okay, oops, it was a three-story cafe. Anime Girl just gave me the name of a person and the name of a cafe. I thought he'd be the owner, but no, he's probably just the lowly manager.
Hello?
Hi, Steven.
Yes?
This is Tim Henson from Verizon Wireless. Says, calling to let you know we're changing your phone number today. It's 9847.
Why?
It's just going to be changed. It expired a couple of years ago. And it's we can change it now.
Wait a minute. I've been here a couple of years, and I changed my phone number a couple of years ago.
Yeah, that's when it expired.
To this number.
Well, we're just going to be
How
changing.
How would it expire if I just got it then?
Well, that was 2 years ago.
So why does it expire?
Sir, I was monkeying around in your account, and I just changed it by accident, okay? I'm so sorry. But it's not going to cost you anything. I just need to give you your new phone number.
What? Okay, is this through track phone?
Yes. So.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I was just in there. I was just looking around, and I accidentally changed the number. I think I, like... You know how you butt dial numbers sometimes? I think I just...
Why can't you change it back?
I don't know how to do that. I'm not trained for that.
Well, is there somebody above you I can talk to?
I don't want to tell anyone anything because, you know, that could give me
But I've,
give me
I've
trouble.
Got this phone number associated with my banks, with all kinds of things.
Yeah, so give your banks your new phone number then. Duh.
That's what I mean. I have to contact so many different people.
Well, maybe you shouldn't have that many people in your life.
What?
Maybe you shouldn't have that many people in your life.
What the hell is this call?
Well, I'm just saying. I'm just trying to give you a new phone number. Do you want to write this down?
I'll write it down.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
All right, it's area code 509.
Wait a minute. I'm in Arkansas.
I know that phone number is going to be in Washington, the state of Washington, not D.C., okay?
Why?
Because we're running low on Arkansas phone numbers.
This is a bunch of crap.
Well, you know, it's like 501, but it's just 509 instead.
Then how did you call me on my number if it's expired?
Oh, I called you on this new phone number, this 5091. Yeah, your 479.
How did it get?
Look, your old 479 number. If anyone calls that from now on, it's going to say it's disconnected.
This is a bunch of crap.
Okay, well, I'm sorry, but I'm a new employee, and things happen. It's going to say.
What is the new phone number?
509-666-6969. So it's an easy
That's
one.
That's a weird phone number.
Yeah, it's an easy one to remember. There's lots of sixes and nines.
Oh, Jesus.
So you're welcome.
No, I'm not.
And I don't appreciate you taking the name of the Lord in vain on the phone with me.
What?
You just took the name of the Lord in vain.
Who are you?
My name is Tim Henson, Distorted View, and I don't appreciate you taking the name of the Lord in vain like that. Just saying Jesus all willy-nilly.
This is a nutty fucking phone call.
Okay, well, are you going to apologize?
No, fuck you.
Whoa, that wasn't an apology. But okay.
Hello?
Hey, it's Tim Henson, your neighbor.
Wrong number.
No, it's not. I'm Tim Henson.
Don't know you.
Listen, sir. I'm in your yard right now.
Well, suck these nuts.
Oh, I refuse. I'm not gay in any way, sir. I would not suck. What?
How you been, T-Bat?
You need to get off speakerphone. I can barely understand you, you son of a bitch.
I said, how you been, T-Bat?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I have, but I'm not gay. That was against my wishes. That's when
I dip these nuts all in your mouth.
Yeah, it's playing Counter-Strike.
Yeah, that's shit.
So you
like to be pooted in your mouth?
Listen here, buddy. I'm in your backyard. If you know what I mean.
Well, I'll play butt games. You can get out of my backyard.
Oh, no, I'm staying in this backyard all night.
For real? What's back there?
Me?
Nobody else?
Well, yeah, just me, but... There's other stuff.
Well, you by yourself. That sucks, dude.
Yeah. Well, I got my weed.
I don't smoke weed.
I don't care. I'm not inviting you out here.
Oh well.
I just called to let you know to stay out of my backyard for the night. Okay.
Well, I stomp all in your fucking grass.
No. You stay away. This is my backyard tonight.
Your wife home?
Yeah, you can go on over there if you want. Just stay out of the backyard.
Is she at your house or she's at your other house?
Oh, you know. You know which one.
Do you mind if I teabag her?
Yeah, that's fine.
You want to watch?
No, thank you. I've seen it.
You ever seen Black Ass, buddy?
Yeah, I saw yours.
Yeah, my ass a little bit too. You probably seen a little bit, you know.
Yeah, lots.
Bitch, get off my phone.
Remember, hey, tell that bitch to shut the fuck up.
Watch your mouth.
Listen here, you fucking whore. You better get the fuck off my goddamn phone before the police get your goddamn number.
That's cute. Your woman is mad at me. Hey, that's good.
Yeah, because I told you that was the wrong number. You won't believe it.
No, I believe you. I just wanted to mess with you for a minute.
Yeah. All right.
My friend sent me your number to prank, but she didn't give me a name.
All right.
She's being a real bee about this prank call stuff.
Well, stay your friend. It was nice to know.
Were you sleeping?
No, I'm about to go teabag your wife. I just felt it, dumbass.
Okay, that's fine with me. Just remember to go to the other house. Stay out of your yard, please.
Does the other house got a swimming pool?
Maybe. Maybe not.
There a pussy drop in the swimming pool?
Yeah.
That sucks. She like drop pussy. I bet your dick all skipped up.
Yeah, it sucks. Sucks to be me.
I know. Well, tell your friend it was nice to know.
I love you.
Love.
Yeah, tell me.
I ain't never loved shit.
Oh, tell me you love me back, please.
I ain't never loved a bitch ass time.
You love this bitch ass hoe. Wow, after all that, that's what made him hang up. The I love you thing. All right, here's one from the sign guy. This is a lawn care company.
Hello.
Hi, sir. This is Steve Dave from AT&T Wireless. And we're changing your phone number tonight. This 8643. So do you have something to write down your new number with? sir, I'm busy making phone calls, so you need to stop calling me.
You need to stop calling me talking about you're going to touch my number, motherfucker.
Oh, we touched your number. Well, he didn't believe me for some reason. Probably because I'm talking like a weirdo. Let's try another one from the sign guy. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, this is Tim Henson, Metro PCS. We're gonna be changing your phone number here in a minute. I just wanted
to. Well, you're not gonna be changing shit. You don't get your head slapped calling my goddamn phone this fucking late.
Sir,
what the fuck wrong with you?
You're not gonna slap anybody's head.
Fuck you, gonna charge me and tell me you're gonna change my number at midnight at 10 o'clock tonight. You sound dumb as fuck, bro.
Hey, I'm changing your phone number. I'm changing it. Okay, I guess he's right. I probably did sound dumb as fuck calling him this late at night. It's a little bit late at night right now, over in his time zone anyway. So I guess I ruined that one. I'm sorry, the sign guy.
What kind of crook calls at this hour of the night?
Hey, it's your neighbor, Michael. Tim Henson.
What you doing?
Oh, not much. I'm in your backyard right now.
Oh.
And it is a fucking mess back here. When's the last time you mowed?
My backyard?
Yeah, it's a mess.
It was mowed Saturday.
Well, they didn't do a very good job. Do you mow it yourself?
No, I have a guy that comes in, he and his wife. And
lazy.
Real lazy.
But you should at least, I mean, do you not pay this guy very much? He's just have an agreement that he's going to do a shitty job?
No, he does okay.
I don't think so. I'm looking at stuff real close, and looks like shit out here.
Are you in my yard?
Yeah, I'm in the backyard. I was looking for my laser level. I left it out here the other night.
Oh, really?
Yes. I found it.
Hi.
I left it on the ledge under the bush.
Oh, really?
Yeah. What are you watching? What are you watching?
Huh?
What are you watching?
Our Homestead Rescue.
Home Rescue?
Yeah.
I gotta talk quiet. There's a guy out here. Shh.
Where are you at?
No, I'm in the... There's a guy on his deck.
Huh?
There's someone just came out. Be quiet.
Huh?
Someone just came out. Be quiet.
You in my house? Me?
Yeah. I'm in your backyard. There's someone out there.
You?
No, someone just came out. They opened the door.
On the back porch? Yeah.
Yeah.
Shh. I'm on the back.
Shh. Shh.
Joe.
Shh.
Who is it?
Shh. You shh.
Who is it?
What are you talking about?
Huh?
What are you talking about?
Getting Joe.
Yeah. Yes.
Who it is. There's nobody out here.
Yeah, no, it's you just stepped out the door. Shh.
No, there's nobody out here.
Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
What?
Shut up.
Come on, Joe. Joe, come on.
No, no.
Huh?
Do you want to play some backgammon?
Backgammon?
Or cribbage? I bought my sets with me.
Huh?
I bought my sets with me. I can talk loud. I can talk loud again. He went inside. Yeah, backgammon. I have backgammon here. And that other one, cribbage. You know how to play cribbage?
Uh-uh.
I'm going to teach you tonight.
You are?
Yeah.
Where are you at?
In the backyard.
You can't be in the backyard.
I am. I'm hiding.
From who?
You.
Well, I can't see you in the dark.
I was just wondering why you had your lawn was looking so shitty. That's all.
You put some light on out here.
What?
My yard looks good. My yard looks good other than my garden's growing back there.
Yeah.
Are you in the garden?
No. I'm over here. Shh.
Yeah. You're over where?
He's out again.
That's me.
Shh. Shh. Shh.
Who is it, Joe?
Shh. Okay. He went back in.
That's me.
Good. Stay in there. I'm doing okay. Stuff out here. Look, I got to get going. I'm going to lay in your yard and smoke some weed.
Where you at smoking weed at?
In your yard. Backyard.
Well, how come I couldn't see you?
I'm in the darkened part.
Huh?
I'm in the darkened part behind a tree. Behind a thing.
Behind the tree.
Well, behind the thing, you know.
What thing?
You know what thing. Look, I got to go. We got to do voicemails. We got to thank the sponsors. I'm ready to be done, to be honest.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Okay.
Where are you at? I can't see.
Well, you're inside.
Okay. So where are you at that you can see me on the front, come out the front door and out the back door?
Oh, I moved.
And I can't see you.
I ran to the front because I heard the noise.
You ran to the front?
Yeah.
Well, how come I can't see you?
I got one of those lineman handsets that those phone company people carry around, and I plugged it into your phone line out here in the box on the side of the house. And, you know, you should put a lock on that. There's a dial tone. But anyway, I really got to get going. I'm going to smoke a little bit of weed.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
You want to come in?
Maybe. And we'll talk about cribbage.
Okay.
All right. I love you. Michael, I love you.
Yeah.
I love you. Love you, Michael.
I love you, too.
All right. Bye.
Who is this? I don't recognize your voice.
Time for the voicemails.
Time for the voicemail.
Yeah, tell everyone it's time for the voicemails.
The voicemail?
Yeah, the voicemail. That's kind of true. What is that? Why do I hear a conversation in the background?
Because my wife's in the bedroom.
Oh, you tell her to shut up. Please. All right, I love you.
Where are you at now?
I'm on the side of the house. Shh.
On the side of the house?
Look, I got to get going, okay?
By the garage?
Well, kind of on the opposite.
Huh?
Kind of the opposite.
That's real steep over there.
Yeah, I'll be careful.
You'll fall down and bust your butt.
Oh, it's not like I'm smoking weed or anything.
Huh?
It's not like I'm smoking weed or anything.
Oh, it's not?
No. Don't be silly. I'm an adult. Sir, it's voicemail time.
Voicemail time.
Let's yell it together. Voicemail time.
Okay.
Do it. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Voicemail time. You're not yelling it.
Do what?
Yell voicemail time for me.
Voice time.
Voicemail time.
Yeah. So creamy. Really good garlic flavor. That's really nice. But I didn't really get a lot of the pear here, so I'm guessing.
You can turn your damn TV down. All right. Bye.
Bye.
Can't even hear me order him to say voicemail time. Guess what, everybody? It's voicemail time.
Hey, Brad. What you doing?
Oh, you know.
I'm drunk.
I'm doing the thing.
Okay. Bye, Brad.
With the voicemails. Thanks for letting us know you're drunk, unknown person.
Hola, Brad. It's Christine. Hey.
Hey.
It has been a long time since I left a message.
I have
a lot to tell you. Firstly, happy birthday. I know it's belated. And secondly, I have finally dipped my toes into the Prankcast community with notable favorites like Ice Cat, Despicable Dogs, Devin, Milkbox. Like, it's all just really good. Like, even the non-prank calls, like with Bray. I don't know, it's just really fun.
Yeah,
that's really it. I don't really have other news, except for I haven't talked to you in a long time, but happy you're still around. Happy you're still doing your thing.
Thanks.
Okay, pues, I'll talk to you later. No pa napal.
I'm happy you're still listening, and that's awesome that you found some more shows. I wasn't really listening to a whole lot of shows this past week, so I may have completely missed you. I didn't happen to notice you in the chat rooms or anything, but maybe this week. Wasted Memories on tomorrow. Maybe I'll see you there.
Hi, Brad. It's Max from Florida.
Hey, Max.
Just want to say what's up. Your videos are awesome. You need to upload more.
Okay.
Because you are the only thing keeping me going in life right now. Thank you, Brad.
Oh, no. That's terrible, because I kind of accidentally skipped last week.
Hey, Brad, it's Baby Shaker, and hey. I'm just calling to ask for you to do some motherfucking government spending calls and dig some fucking holes in some people's yards.
Okay.
That'd be sweet.
All right. I'll do it.
Bye. I love you, Cactus.
Oh, wait. I don't have to do it because I did that this week, or was it last week? I guess it had to be last week because this week's just starting. It was probably on a hobo-sode, though, and she didn't get super crazy about it. But yes, I agree. I'll do more government spending calls someday soon.
Hey, Brad. It's Bagel.
Hey, Bagel.
Sitting here heavily drinking. The wife's out of the house.
Good.
With the kids.
Yeah.
And so I've just been sitting here listening to you, and I figured I'd give you a ring.
Okay.
And just keep it up, man.
Oh, I will.
Keep it up.
Don't tell me what to do.
Stay back.
No, I won't.
Hey, Brad. What is the cheapest time to make a long-distance phone call?
I don't know.
When the recipient is not home.
Holy shit, but it's been so long since I heard a phone joke that I don't even have my soundboard on to do the thing. That was a good one.
Hey, Brad. It's Troy from Simi Valley.
Hey.
I got a request for you.
Okay.
Could you call homeowners and tell them that they're getting a new mailman, and that the mailman is gay.
Okay.
And that they all have to change the little flags on their mailbox, the little gay pride flags, you know, to show they're not homophobic.
Of course.
Thanks, Brad. Have a good one.
All right. I'll do that. It'll be hilarious. Okay, I'm going to quit doing voicemails now. I need to get this shit all edited and put together. So that's it. That's the end of the voicemails, and that's the end of today's show. Thank you to Dark Adderall, Synthhead, Flora T, Lord and Lady of Edgies, and CelebrityCash.com. I will see you all again soon. I have a feeling it won't be 2 weeks this time. I'm sorry about that, everybody. Here is everybody's favorite Bone Cage song.
I walk up to your home, attach your TNI up to my phone. Who I call's unknown, all I know is I beige box alone. I freak alone. cell is cloned. Technique is well known. Even so, I do all this. You're cold.
Get off my roof.